跟住咧就係 C， 屯門警區報告啊，屯門區議會文件咧，2018年嘅第11號，請各位咧就請覽文件嘅內容。咁啊，而家亦都請咧屯門區副指揮官啊范敏成高級警司咧嚟簡報一下有關屯門區嘅罪案情況。唔該啊，范敏成啊，上警司啊，高級警司啊。
Chairman, members, the figures are as tabled and I should be happy to answer any queries that you have about the current crime situation in Tunmun in due course. Before this meeting I was requested to give you a briefing about the Tunmun District Formation Action Plan for 2018 and our proposed community engagement projects for this year. I understand most of you should have a copy of this plan, and many of you will have attended the briefing at the police station which we held last month. Our action plan, as is the normal practice, mirrors the Commissioner of Police's operational priorities, whilst taking into account the special characteristics of Tunmun. The Commissioner's operational priorities remain unchanged this year, so we will largely be following our plans of recent years as well. The first priority is violent crime. Year on year, violent crime dropped by 5.3% or 31 cases to 533 cases in 2017. And although the number of cases rose slightly at the beginning of this year, the overall trend is down. And much of this increase can be attributed to domestic violence, drunkenness. We will continue to pursue a zero-tolerance approach through high-visibility, proactive operations to deter late-night violence. And in the coming 6 months, we will, in particular, through working with other government departments and stakeholders, target child abuse. Triads, syndicated and organised crime. Triad-related crime dropped 27% in 2017, accounting for 3.4% of all crime. This compares with 4.6% the year before. We will continue to target triad-related activity in all its forms. The year 2007 saw a number of vice-related arrests in unlicensed massage establishments for the first time in many years, and dedicated teams will continue to target these locations, illegal gambling establishments, and premises in industrial buildings that are being used for illegal activities. Domestic drugs. In 2017, the number of narcotics arrests declined by 17% compared with 2016, mainly because of a crackdown on drugs in the mainland, Hong Kong and Macau in the summer. Arrests have been rising again in recent months, and the main drug of choice in Tunmun now is ice, followed by cannabis, cocaine and ketamine. We will continue to mount intelligence-led operations to target street-level drug traffickers, particularly those that target young people and juveniles. Quick cash crime. In 2017, quick cash crime declined 3.5% year-on-year, but still accounted for nearly 45% of our crime. Shop theft remains the most prevalent crime, accounting for some 25% of reports. This is higher than the rate in other new towns in the new territories, and we will continue to work with the retail and security industries to target shop theft. Cyber security and technology crime. The number of deceptions rose by 23% last year, and in January 2018 had replaced miscellaneous theft as the second most prevalent crime type in the district. Police organisations the world over face a huge challenge responding to rises in technology crime, and Tunmun is of course not immune, as many people use the internet and social media to communicate and to do business. We will continue to warn and educate the public about cybersecurity awareness and technology crime trends. Public safety. Road safety remains a key concern as our roads become more congested and we confront the special challenges of the shared bicycle industry. In addition to traditional traffic enforcement measures, we are now participating in a pilot scheme to identify road traffic offences and parking violations through the use of closed circuit television, in addition to normal beat patrol. In 2017, the Tunmun Marathon provided a new challenge to law enforcement, and we will continue to work with the community to professionally risk assess and manage local public events. Terrorism. As members know, we have many critical infrastructure sites in the south of the district which need to be protected from possible terrorist attacks. We will continue to work with these sites to ensure effective communication channels and readiness against possible terrorist attacks. Community engagement projects. Lastly, we will pursue four community engagement projects this year. Two are focused on direct community engagement, namely Project Smart, which works with young people, and Project Diversity, targeted members of the non-ethnic Chinese community in Tunmun. The other two projects are more operational and comprise Project Solomon, targeting illegal debt collecting activities, and Project Shield, aimed at counter-terrorism. That completes my report. I'll be happy to take any questions. Thank you.
好，唔該曬，范敏成高級警司。咁頭先，剛才咧，范敏成高級警司嚟介紹咗 2018年屯門警區嘅行動計劃嘅，即係大家咧就請立即上派發嘅相關文件。咁亦都想問下各位議員有冇啲乜嘢要查詢，或者有冇咩意見？係，朱耀華議員，唔該你。
哦，唔該，主席。 咁就摸否認，即係屯門區嗰個罪案呢，就確實呢幾年呢係有改進咗，係有啲功夫。我哋都睇到呢，就屯門警署呢，佢哋確實係好積極去做嘢，呢樣係值得稱讚。最近呢輪呢，我反而睇到呢，有啲好細、好輕微一啲嘅嘢，包括即係話喺啲新嘅街市啊，或者甚至即係喺橋底咁樣，即係有啲我唔知道係咪啲 外來人士扮黑啦、扮黑衣啦、扮咩咁樣，咁喺度求黑啦，或者喺度做啲好好特殊嘅活動啊，或者一啲舉動、一啲行為咁樣。咁我當然覺得呢啲唔係啲好特別嘅，即係罪案。但係確實亦都係有啲即係唔好一個觀感咁樣。咁尤其是即係喺屯門，即係呢啲地方呢，就即係人流比較多，咁啊就包括即係任何人士啦，有好多外來人士啊，或者甚至我哋即係其他區嚟呢度啊，甚至本我哋大家呢度咁樣。咁而睇到呢啲咁嘅行為嘅話呢，就即係有損我哋嗰個即係嗰個形象咁樣。咁當然即係呢啲唔係警方嘅主要工作，但係我的確係其實亦都係警方能夠幫得到手嘅之一咁樣。咁啊就我好希望就如果確實呢啲係需要幫手嘅話呢，其實政府如處理可以做啲咁 勸喻他們啊，甚至是即係驅趕他們啊，甚至即係要真係要拉他們，因為有些可能即係作奸犯科，即係真係假咁樣。咁啊，啲人係好期望即係能夠呢樣嘢啊。咁另外就即係都係。都是老生常談嗰句啦，都是很希望做警方咧多派啲人手巡邏，嚇、啊，即係喺街度，如果係啲居民咧能夠見到差人多啲喺街度巡邏嘅話，咁佢哋就會感覺到係即係你哋係好安心、好安慰，咁亦都係覺得係佢哋無論即係啲商户或者各方面咧，咁佢哋覺得係會喺度做生意或者買賣咧，佢都好即係好安心咁樣。咁但係近來似乎即係好少見到差人喺街度巡咁樣。咁當然咧，就我哋唔係話要啲差人全部走曬出嚟，但係有啲比較熱門嘅地點。啊、即人流多的地點的話呢，那我很希望即警方能夠抽啲時間下來呢，就多啲即下來咁樣，咁令到市民呢真係能夠安心咁樣。唔該主席，多謝。
唔該朱華議員，阿何幸梅議員，唔該。
唔該主席。關於電話騙案方面呢，就雖然喺2017年啦嗰、案件嘅數目係下降咗，但係呢就睇到呢就係、是、嗰、那個成功被騙嗰個嘅案件呢就相當之高啊。五十单案件入面咧，就仅48单咧系成功被骗嘅。咁反而2016年嗰阵时候咧，就唔知系咪啲市民系醒目啲啊，定系咩啊？嗰阵时候反而嗰个成功被骗嘅嗰个稍微少啲嘅。咁希望警方喺呢方面咧系好多啲加强宣传啊，因为即系市民好时咧过耐咗咧，有时咧就即系淡忘咗噶啦。咁变咗要久唔久就要做下宣传，等市民咧就系加深个印象啦，去加强嗰个防范吓。多谢
你。好，唔該何議員。陳文偉議員，唔該。
係，多謝主席。就頭先朱耀華議員所提嘅一啲嘅問題咧，就係、是、確實係我都同樣都幾關注嘅，因為即係講開咧就 屯門區確實有幾個地方咧係有啲咁嘅情況，例如係屯門新墟街市啦。其實好老實咧，就我哋屯門大會堂側邊嗰個旗杆嗰度咧，其實假日咧有陣時咧都一樣會有。即係分別在於咧，係本地嘅人士咧，又還是一啲嘅可能係持旅遊證件嚟香港嘅人士咧，佢哋係你話佢賣藝，即係個定義你好難定。佢喺度唱歌啊，有啲人喺度表演，咁到底你又覺得佢係賣藝啊，定還是行黑咧？即係大家好難定呢個 definition。但係如果佢係違反咗即係一啲嘅入境嘅條例，甚至乎一啲嘅即係相關嘅公眾嘅一啲嘅條例嘅話咧，咁其實係咪應該要警方可以採取一啲嘅行動咧？咁又或者係即係變咗係我哋議會係咪要攞出嚟討論？到底我哋屯門區，我唔知道啊，啱唔啱啊？不過順便講呢樣，屯門區到底係咪好似油尖旺區嗰啲地方咁樣開辟一啲地方，即係俾人哋做呢啲嘢咧？我唔知道係咪即係引發到呢個咁嘅諗法，但係就喺呢度順便即係提出嚟。如果警方喺事前可以做到啲工作，希望都可以採取少少嘅工作。多謝。
好，唔該曬陳議員。唔該古漢強議員。
多謝主席。首先我就即係多謝警方喺新春期間咧，喺新墟街市嗰個滅罪咧做得相當好，因為我哋知道係有一班人咧專門喺度偷嘢同埋打荷包，咁啊亦都有特遣部隊咧喺度駐守啦，咁啊好快脆咧就捉到一兩位嗰啲扒竊者，這個是值得讚揚。另一個呢，我就是都希望警方繼續要跟進，因為我看到是一些南亞裔的人呢在這裡你們俗稱的叫做跳灰，是吧，即是賣白粉那些，或者賣那些丸仔那些東西呢，無論在酒吧也好，或者在那些鄉村呢，我哋周時都同你哋個警民關係嗰度有個溝通，同埋你哋嗰個一村一警嗰度呢，我哋都講過嘅。咁樣喺嗰個特遣隊呢做得嘅工作都唔錯，但問題就我希望呢盡量去做多少少掃毒嘅問題，嗰啲咁嘅行為。因為我是有時看到有些鄉村呢有些九龍的士呢就在傍晚約莫是五點鐘到呢，他們都會坐九龍的紅色那些車入車出，所以我們希望指揮官能夠跟進一下。麻煩
好，麻煩古議員。好，麻煩請范敏成廣合警司回應一下同事提的問題。麻煩。
Yeah, thank you members for those questions. Firstly, I'll deal with the issue of begging, which was brought up by Mr. Chu and Mr. Chan. Yes, I totally agree that when people are allowed to beg on the streets, it can very much affect the image of Tuen Mun. It doesn't look good to people who are visiting here or coming here to do business, and also for residents as well. We don't get too many begging complaints, to be honest, and I've been coming to these meetings, mainly the DMC meeting, for nearly a year now, and this is the first time it's been brought up. But we'll certainly have a good look into it. I'll task my officers to work with other government departments and see what we can do that comes under our area to improve this. And certainly if we find there's any criminal offences, say like begging offences or breach of condition of stay, if it's visitors who are begging, we will definitely take action against them. So thank you very much for bringing that to our attention. Regarding the issue of more foot control, yeah, this is a sort of a regular complaint. We do our best. We've obviously got limited resources in the district, and we have a huge area of responsibility to cover. And also Tuen Mun itself is actually a very, very large area. Foot patrol, usually we would have to use mobile patrol to get people to the different parts of Tuen Mun, but we always encourage our officers to get out the vehicles and carry out patrols either in the San Hoi area or in individual housing estates. We obviously regularly call on PTU and the Quick Reaction Force to come down and assist us with this as well. And I can assure members that whilst it may not be as visible as they would like it to be, we do still make a lot of off-call arrests through the patrols that do exist. And there's also a number of plainclothes officers who are out on the streets as well, tackling, as Mr. Koo identified, issues such as pickpocketing, snatching and shop thefts. In responding to the question about telephone deception from Ms. Ho, yes, deceptions are a considerable problem. To detect them is very, very difficult. Most of the people involved in telephone deceptions, it's syndicated, it's people resident overseas, and in many, many cases the victim never actually gets to see the perpetrator because the money is transferred, you know, electronically. So it's a very, very difficult offence to detect, and very much our main thrust is educating the public, crime prevention. If new trends do come out, we always bring them to the attention of the District Fight Crime Committee, and we'll certainly be pursuing that in the next 12 months. We really think education and liaising with the community is pretty much the only way that we can effectively deal with this problem. It went up a lot last year, and it will probably continue to go up in the future, but we'll do our best to warn people in Tunmun how to protect themselves. And the last question concerned drug trafficking in the villages and pubs in Tunmun. I think you all know we have a dedicated drug squad, and also our patrol officers are tasked also to try and pick up people you know, on the street who might be carrying drugs. All I can say is if there is specific information that any members have, please contact our PCRO staff, and I can promise you that we will act on it. But as I said in the plan, drug trafficking will always be a priority for us, particularly where it involves young people. Thank you.
好，多谢范敏成关警司。顾安强议员。
或者我都仲要追问下咧，因为酒吧嗰个滋扰咧。在新春期間呢，我是在凌晨三點至四點的時間呢，收到啲居民親自打電話給我，投訴那個噪音呢非常之犀利，要求我去睇。我去睇的時間呢，我見到你大約十分鐘才有警車到，包括是四 B 區我又去過一次。新墟區這邊呢，錦興大廈的周邊呢，我亦都去過一次。你們的警車來到的呢，只是驅趕的，就是沒有拘捕人的。我不明白為什麼，因為他那個又有涉及打交，還有那些靚妹在那裡吵到呢拆天這樣。我去的時間已經是15分鐘的了，是不是？所以變成我覺得這個應該是不是你們那個加強的警力呢，尤其是凌晨，他通常都是在假期那幾天的，我希望指揮官能夠好像過往你們的指揮官呢曾經承諾過的，以前做過的 4B 他們派一架警車擠在這裡，在新墟區包括亞都花園一帶那些呢，他們都會的，但是現在是只是你剛才就說人手問題，車輛問題，但我都希望能夠有這些這樣的駐警在這裡，或者你要跟酒牌局 講多幾句，寫多兩筆，因為我們經常，我每一次諮詢我的時間，我都會覆回他是不支持在凌晨後賣酒的。麻煩
好，謝謝官員范国警司，麻烦你回应一下。
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Koo. Regarding nuisance and noise complaints involving pubs in the small hours of the morning, I think you'll know that we do a lot of patrols, and we conduct a lot of operations, particularly during the weekend, to deal with these premises. I can't comment on individual cases, but I would encourage your constituents, if they are are unhappy with the amount of noise, to call us direct, and I can assure you we'll deal with it straight away. Regarding the liquor license board, the licenses are regularly renewed, as you will know, and we'll bring to the licensing board, bring to their attention complaints from the public about noise. But I would also encourage your constituents possibly to consider writing to the board itself, because often the board will take a lot of notice of what local residents say in this matter. You'll appreciate that the police deal with thousands of these licenses around the whole of Hong Kong. But if one place was subject to repeated complaints from members of the public who are affected by them on a regular basis, I'm sure they would be taken seriously. Thank you.
好，唔该晒，范敏成，范警司。请问同事仲有冇意见？好，如果冇就唔该晒警方，亦都多谢范敏成，范警司嘅。